Psalm 50 is a psalm of Asaph, and you can tell the difference in some of these psalms. You know, David has kind of a cadence that he does, and the sons of Korah and Asaph and others just have a little bit different feel to them, and you can feel that. And this particular psalm, Psalm 50, I call Just Like Me, and you'll see why in a second. He opens with a paragraph, "The Mighty One, the God, the Lord has spoken, and he has summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, he is the perfection of beauty God has shown forth." And so that's the big picture on the earth. God has chosen to establish his glory and to show his glory to the rest of the earth. And then these next two paragraphs, all the way through verse 13, talk about the strength that he has shown to the nations. I love down in verse 12, "If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all it contains." What does God need from us? We have a tendency to live like he needs us in order to be validated or something. Nothing of the sort is true. Verse 14, "Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Pay your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will rescue you, and you will honor me. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to tell of my laws and make my covenant in your mouth, or take my covenant in your mouth? For you hate my discipline, and you cast my words behind you." Verse 21, "These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought that I was just like you." That's huge right there. Verse 21, "You thought that I was just like you." Don't make that mistake, my friend. God is nothing like us. We, in many ways, are created in his image, but God in his heart, well, that's the whole point of redemption. He's not just like us, even though we're made in his image. Verse 22, "Now consider this, you who forget God." And he goes on to explain, not good. Don't forget God. Put him at the forefront of who you are and what you do. Psalm 50, Selah.